This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is a global conference going on in Bangkok this week, and it could end with a new rule that would require musicians to get passports for their instruments when they travel abroad. Christopher Worth reports.
John Thomas loves to play his vintage 1943 Gibson guitar.
It contains some rare and valuable materials, including this Brazilian rosewood.
The wood is prized for guitars, but listed as threatened under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, which is meeting in Bangkok this week. Thomas, a law professor at Quinnipiac University, says U.S. delegates have proposed passports for instruments made with exotic woods, old ivory, or tortoiseshell parts. As it stands, instruments can be seized if musicians don't have import and export permits for each country they visit. So imagine a touring symphony orchestra doing all that paperwork for priceless violins and cellos.
It'll drive them nuts.
Brian Aroro is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which upholds the Convention on Endangered Species. He says instrument passports are meant to ease the burden.
You know, we want to make sure that we can facilitate the great musicians of the world to be able to move from country without fear of losing their precious instruments.
Countries are expected to vote on the passport plan this week. I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.